Well, in studio with me now is Talori Arendelle, who is from the Missouri State University Theater and Dance Department, and she is the faculty director of, the entire new season of MSU Theater and Dance opens with this show. It's the regional premiere of an original play by an MSU Theater and Dance alum, Lee Wilhelm, in collaboration with Stephen Barrett. And it's called Cucumbers.
It is. And let me just correct the pronunciation of my name. I know it's a weird name. It's Talori Arendelle.
Talori. I don't know why I said Talori.
That's okay.
Yeah, I should know that by now. This is a quirky show anyway, so
it
let's,
is.
You know.
It is. Very much so.
As is most of Lee Wilhelm's output.
Yes. Yes. And I'm not even all that familiar with the other things that he has done, but I know that this one has actually not been published ever.
A lot of his pieces have not been published.
Right.
You know, people just kind of rifle through his papers as he is no longer with us and have been able to kind of cherry pick some of the best things.
Yes, definitely. And lack of publication is not at all an indication of whether these are good, bad, or otherwise.
Right. It's just, as people have seen works by Lee Wilhelm will know.
Very locally based, though, these works.
This one certainly is. It's set right here in the Ozarks in 1979.
Yes. So at the end of a more liberal era, yes.
I guess it was.
Yes.
In a way, yeah. It is just pure Ozarks, and it's pure charm, really.
Yes, definitely. It's set in Galena. It is a group of nine women who are in the town of Galena, right?
Yeah.
So fairly close by to us here in Springfield. And this is a group of women who are in their, I'd say, late 30s, early 40s, all except for Aunt Doll, who's our older woman, who's, I just love that character because she's just, talk about quirky. She's very, very funny, right? But what has happened, what starts as the premise of the show, is that a cucumber truck has overturned on a highway nearby.
That's why there's been an unexpected windfall of cucumbers
yes,
in Galena, Missouri.
Exactly. So this group of women, in addition to mourning the death of the young driver who was taking the truck somewhere else, say, we're going to come and take all these cucumbers and
don't let them go to waste.
Right? And have a pickle party,
yes.
Right? So that's exactly what they do. And of course, because it's a small town setting, everybody knows everything about everyone, right? So you get, it's, you know, at the surface level, yes, the action of this particular piece is a bunch of women cutting cucumbers, right? To make pickles.
To make pickles.
But there are a bunch of stories that come out in their interactions.
Well, being in a small town like Galena, these people, these women have grown up in the town, no doubt, and they all know each other because everybody knows each other in small towns. It's a cliche, but there tends to be a lot of truth to it.
Yeah.
And so people who see this show better be prepared for a lot of gossip and wild stories and old rivalries redeveloping.
Yes, exactly. And in fact, our two, it's an ensemble piece.
Right.
So I don't feel
you don't
like
really
calling,
have anybody that stands out.
Yeah, there aren't necessarily leads, but two of the women who are big talkers and sort of come at each other and have a rivalry from the past are Patsy and Linda. And basically, Patsy was the kind of young woman who grew up being the cheerleader, you know, the lead cheerleader in the group of cheerleaders that they have, and went to championship games with the man she then ended up marrying, who was the big football star. It's that kind of scenario.
Right.
Linda, on the other hand, was the woman who, or the young woman who went against the grain, right? So there's a whole sense of argument about who's right.
Whose life turned out better.
Yes. Whose life turned out better.
Who made more of their
yes,
life.
Yes, exactly. Mm. So, you know, that's a rivalry that you get to experience again and again until it finally escalates. And I won't spoil the end of it, but all I can say is that food is thrown and people get messy.
And you have these nine women who are reflecting on mortality and on love and on relationships and on their own relationships with each other. And so you, I'm assume, get this great feeling of intimacy with these people.
Definitely. And there are many humorous moments in it, but there are also a few deeper moments, conversations about breast cancer, things like that, that really sort of have great depth in the midst of all that laughter.
Now, you have, of course, a cast of college-age women performing, women who are 20 or 30 years or in some cases more older than they are.
Right. Yes. And, you know, we stretch it. You take artistic license in this sort of a scenario. Mm. What's funny to me about it, though, is that there are people in the world who are even older when they're young and younger when they're old, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get to see all of these women being both girlish and much, much more mature, right?
Well, again, because they have this long history with each other.
Yes.
All of the, everything they did in high school from, you know, from grade school and high school comes out as well.
Yes, absolutely. One of the wonderful things about growing up in a small town is, of course, that there's a great support system, right? Because there has to be.
Sure.
The downside of it is that people tend to get labeled fairly early in their lives, and it's very, very difficult to stretch outside that
those.
Label.
Mm.
Yeah. So.
Now, let's see. The show... It opened last night, I guess?
It did.
All right. How did it go?
It did. My cast was so grateful for those who came and really responded. I mean, a few nights ago, they said, why is nobody laughing? We don't feel like it. And that was because we had our tech team there. And
who'd heard it 50 times.
Right. They've heard it 50 times. They're looking very specifically for, did my lighting work there?
Sure.
Did my sound work?
So they're not an audience.
They're not an audience, right? So they finally got this first audience last night.
So you didn't have a dress rehearsal audience.
There were a few people who popped in,
sure.
But it was a small sound.
It's
right?
It's different when you have a fuller house and a paying house. And, of course, talking about intimacy, this is taking place in Craig Hall Balcony Theater.
Yes,
so.
Tiny. If you're going to come see it, all I can tell you is don't wear heavy clothes because it got very warm there last night.
Being in close proximity to... all this food being thrown around.
Yes.
You're not putting plastic out for people, I guess. But
no.
Hopefully that won't be necessary.
Right. Just make sure that when you come, you wear not only light clothing, but clothing you don't mind getting sprayed with various items.
Like cucumber juice.
Yes.
Right. Pickle juice. Performances are tonight and then again next Monday through Friday, the 21st through the 25th. And... Monday the 28th.
I think we have the 27th, the matinee, too.
Yes, you do. You have two matinees on Sundays, the 20th and 27th.
Yes.
But no Saturday night shows.
No Saturday night shows.
But they're all at 7:30 p.m. In the Craig Hall Balcony Theater on the second floor. And tickets are available at the little box office downstairs or from the main MSU box office at Hammonds Hall at 836-7678. Or for information about the show and about the new 2015-2016 season in MSU Theater and Dance, visit theateranddance.missouristate.edu.
Yes.
Have we left anything out?
I don't think so. I think one of the nicest things about going to see this show is that you leave with a sense of knowing a little bit more about the Ozarks and personalities in the Ozarks. And you also leave feeling like, this is a group of women who would do anything for each other, in spite of
whatever differences they may have. Yes. Well, the show is Cucumbers by the late Lee Wilhelm, MSU Theater and Dance alum, and it's an unpublished play of his, as we see many of those around here, seems like, as we said earlier. And it opened last night, runs through Monday the 28th, with performances Monday through Friday at 7:30 p.m. and matinees on Sundays at 2:30 p.m. this Sunday the 20th and next Sunday the 27th. Again, you can call the box office at 836-7678 or go to MissouriStateTix.com. I guess you can order them online as well. Well, Tellery Arundel, thank you for being here. And
you're so welcome.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yay.